This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Among the 115 bills sent to Governor Jay Nixon this year is one that would make it a crime to deliberately disturb worship services in Missouri. Marshall Griffin has more from Jefferson City.
The bill would make it a misdemeanor to use, quote, profane discourse, rude or indecent behavior, or make loud disruptive noises within or just outside a public or private building where a worship service is being held. A third offense would be a felony punishable by up to 4 years in prison. It was sponsored by Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer.
Well, it's important for citizens to have their First Amendment rights protected. There has been instances across the country where there have been actual disturbances.
Mayer admits he's not aware of any such disturbances having happened yet in Missouri. An ACLU official says they may challenge the bill in court if Governor Nixon signs it into law. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The latest U.S. Department of Education figures show Missouri's average student loan default rates are lower than the national average, and institutions paired with the Missouri Department of Higher Education have even lower rates. Missouri's student loan default rate in 2009 was 7.6%, while the national average was 8.8%. The Missouri Department of Higher Education, or MDHE, works with financial offices and lenders to avoid defaults. Universities working with the MDHE had an average rate of 6.3%. Director of Financial Aid at the University of Missouri, Nick Pruitt, says MU's rates are even lower at 2.3% because of increased efforts from MU's financial office coupled with aid from MDHE.
We also do quite a bit of outreach effort with our students to make sure that they understand that they have student loans, that they need to start repaying those, and when that repayment period starts. And so we use quite a few different resources and outreach tools to make sure that that occurs.
Pruitt also says that he believes MU's student loan default rate remains low because of the demographics of its student population. The latest Columbia State of the City address reports mixed emotions about the city's economic situation. City Manager Mike Mathis says he is confident in Columbia's economic direction.
I think that things are getting better. We have significant issues to deal with, but taken all in all, things are getting better.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics shows unemployment in Columbia is below state average, but Columbia's 23% poverty rate is 9% above the state average. Regional Economic Development Incorporated President Mike Brooks is trying to determine the roots of this trend.
Retail and some of the other service sector jobs, they do provide jobs, but many of those jobs do not provide enough income to support a family.
Brooks says the economic development team is pushing an agenda to support entrepreneurial growth in Columbia. He says with the continued successes of local companies, the availability of good jobs will increase. Mathis issued his written State of the City report to the City Council on Friday. And finally, the Missouri Supreme Court has struck down part of a state harassment law enacted after the suicide of a St. Charles County teenager who was teased over the internet. The High Court on Tuesday invalidated a 2008 state law defining harassment to cover anyone who, quote, knowingly makes repeated unwanted communication to another person. The court ruled the law was unconstitutionally broad. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has informed each school district in the state of its annual aid estimates. KBIA's Vanita Rizvich tells us more.
One area school district that is receiving less money for the upcoming school year is the Fayette R3 district. Fayette is estimated to receive about $47,000 less in state aid, which will be about $2.1 million for the 2012-2013 school year. Superintendent James Judd says his school district was already operating on a tight budget, but will do whatever it can to make it work.
We will have to further evaluate what other reductions we might have to make in order to not delve into our balances.
Judd says the school district has been building its balances in other funds because it anticipated a reduction in its state aid and as of right now will not be making any staff cuts. The funding levels are calculated by using the formula put into place 6 years ago. The formula takes into account average daily attendance, the cost of educating each student, and wages based on cost of living. The Jefferson City School District actually had an increase of 3.3%, while Columbia had a decrease of 1.4%, Fulton a decrease of 2.5%, and Boonville a decrease of 0.7%. Vanita Rizvich, KBIA News.
As summer begins, below-average rainfall and higher-than-normal temperatures are causing trouble for Sun Bend, Missouri farmers. Stephen Sapp, president of Boone County Farmers Market, owns his own farm in Columbia called Strawberry Hill. Sapp says the next few weeks could be crucial in determining whether crops will be successful.
Because the weather was so nice early, a lot of row crop farmers had got a lot of their crops in already, corn and soybeans. But now's the time when we really need some rains to try to settle those in and get, you know, get some growth.
The National Weather Service says Missouri only had about 1 inch of rain in May, compared with the average of 5 inches. Sapp says some farmers may have to turn to alternative methods to bring water to their fields if they don't get enough rain. Even if farmers can manage to water their crops themselves, Sapp says unless rain comes within the next few weeks, production could be far lower than previous years. Construction crews begin work on Tuesday on reconstructing driving lanes and widening sidewalks at the intersection of Providence Road and Business Loop 70. The project directly benefits student pedestrians attending Hickman High School. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Jill Stedham says many students cross the intersection on a daily basis.
Before, they've had several different places where the students have crossed the roads and not necessarily in the safest manner. So we want to make it safer for them and safer for traffic as well so that they know to watch for the students and know where they will be crossing the roads at.
The improvements are part of an ongoing project funded by Get About Columbia and are expected to be completed by the fall. The project is expected to cost $565,000. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.